From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The presidential candidates crisscrossed the Midwestern United States Saturday ahead of Tuesday's key primaries. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump blamed Democrat Bernie Sanders and his supporters for what he said was a planned disruption that forced Trump to cancel a Chicago rally Friday night. Sanders issued a statement Saturday denying his campaign organized the protests. He blamed Trump's harsh rhetoric for provoking attacks by Trump supporters. Campaigning in Kansas City, Missouri, meanwhile, the Republican frontrunner's speech was interrupted several times by protesters holding up signs.
You know, it's really amazing. You know, when you think about it, you see this, just disruptors, bad people, so bad for our country, so bad for our country. People have no idea what's going on. So, so bad. So bad.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, called Trump's campaign rhetoric dangerous. She appealed to voters Saturday to reject what she called a tide of bullying, bigotry, and blustering.
If you see bigotry, you should oppose it. If you see violence, you should condemn it. And if you see a bully, you should stand up to him.
President Obama weighed in, speaking at a fundraiser in Dallas, saying that candidates running for office should be focused on making America better, not on insults and schoolyard taunts. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said if Donald Trump is the nominee, Hillary Clinton would win the presidency. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Ohio Governor John Kasich also criticized Trump's rhetoric. There are five primaries on Tuesday, a key day for campaigns.